रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। सुंदरकांड चैप्टर नंबर 20, रावण एंट्रीट्स सीता। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। हर हस्बैंड वाज हर गॉड एंड लॉर्ड, टोर्न फ्रॉम हिज आर्म्स शी वाज सिक ऑफ हार्ट इवन अंटो डेथ, वो बिगॉन स्पिरिटलेस and heard did Ravana desire to persuade to come to his side by sweet speech and seductive words that thinly veiled his unholy purpose. But she was a gem of womanhood, the very soul of chastity, and she could, if she willed, consume the entire creation to ashes with the fire of her spiritual greatness. Life of my life, whose shapely thighs shame utterly the trunk of the lordly elephant, at the bare sight of my unlucky self, you cover yourself and shrink as if to vanish from my view. Ah, how lovely are your eyes and large! How perfectly and auspiciously fashioned are your limbs! What charms have you in yourself that you would draw out to your feet the hearts and souls of all created beings? I have lost my soul unto you. I entreat you to have pity upon me, else I die. What terror possesses you at the sight of myself? I see none hereabouts, men or rakshasas, that could take any form at will to inspire this unspeakable dread and horror in your heart. Take it from me as a truth, that it is a natural instinct and law among Rakshasas to take unto themselves the women from the homes of others by force if necessary. Nay, doubt it not. But do ye not see that I wish such an advantage over others to put an iron restraint upon my nature? For I will not lay an unwilling hand upon you, but wait till love draws you unto myself. And it must be such a love as defines time and space and holds nothing higher than itself. O thou barely in human shape, what see you here to cause even a flutter of fear in you? Believe me, let your hearts lean against me in utter confidence. I pray for the hour when it will glow with real, unalterable love. Let not vain grief and sorrow find a way to your heart and waste this matchless grace and loveliness. It ill becomes you, this single braid of your wealth of wavy locks, this bed of hard and uneven earth, this single garment of yours, ragged and dirty, and this meaningless fast that you so rigidly and cruelly impose upon yourself. Come to my arms as your love and husband. Flowers, chaplets, garlands, perfumes, scents, priceless robes, rich ornaments, royal beds, song, dance, choicest meat and drink. In fact, everything that the 14 worlds hold towards the administration of our wants and fancies is yours to do as you like. Alas, why will you not do so? Rarest gem that ever shone on the crest of perfect womanhood, what fate adverse prevents your perfect limbs from lending a charm and beauty to fitting ornaments? How could it be that you do not deserve to be adorned with the choicest and the best gifts of nature and art, once that you have come to me? Believe me when I say that it is easier for the stream of water to go back to its source than for your peerless youth and beauty to come back to you. Nay, its hours are counted. Come to my arms ere it is too late and seek love and happiness therein. I almost conclude that the fashioner of this universe created you and in utter despair gave up his art and exclaimed, now it is utterly beyond me to bring forth a more glorious form than this. And the most convincing proof of it is that the worlds do not hold a woman who could even stand as second best to you in form and grace. I challenge anyone to produce a person who has once gazed upon your youth and beauty and not lost his heart and soul to you. Why, the very fashioner of yourself has not yet got back his heart that you robbed him of. O thou fair of face, even as the moon and orb, wherever my eyes chance to rest upon your dazzling loveliness, I find it an utter impossibility to tear them away from me. O Sita, be my wife. What spell clouds your heart? I have brought from the countless worlds everything that is best in the shape of woman, and you shall be their queen and ruler. May all good be thine. I have gone through the worlds above and below, and my capital holds everything rare and choicest that they hold. They, my humble self, and this lordly Lanka are yours, or shall I win this broad earth for your father Janaka to rule over? The countless worlds hold not anyone who could stand by my side in a matter of strength, valor, courage, and prowess. Times out of count have I worsted in dire battle the gods and the asuras, and annihilated their hosts, cut down their banners and flags, and driven them before me like a huge flock of sheep. Expert women decorators shall vie with one another to adorn you with garments and ornaments as becomes your beauty and grace of form, and it shall give me boundless delight. Robes, jewels, meat and drink, seats, vehicles, and everything in the way of luxury and comfort that your heart calls for shall be yours to enjoy as you like. Give away without stint to those who find favor in your eyes, broad lands and boundless wealth. Wherever your eye may chance to light upon, everything within its range shall be your bounden slaves, and they are yours to do or undo as you like. Through you, your kith and kin shall find favor in my eyes and want for nothing. What clouds your eyes from beholding as it is my wealth, magnificence and fame? With nothing to cover his nakedness, hungry and starving, with no stone to lay his head upon, helpless and miserable, a ranger of the woods, what benefits you by your Rama whom you foolishly cling to? Is he a meet husband for you, this puny mortal, driven from his home with contempt, clad in the bark of trees and the skin of beasts, the hard earth his bed, the wild beasts his companions, and with but scant food to stay his hunger like the hermits and recluses? The goddess of power and victory have turned their backs upon him. Verily, he might have gone back to his ancestors by this time. Long lines of cranes fly in crowds ahead of dark rain clouds and blot from view the fair moonlight. Even so, it is utterly impossible that Rama should come upon you here, brought over by myself and placed in the watchful care of my guards. In the far past, the mighty Hiranyakashipu was engaged in hard austerities in the woods, and his wife was with child. Indra guessed rightly that the son born to him would be more terrible than the father and sought to kill it. But he stayed his hands at the advice of Narada. Even so, how could Rama get you back from me? Like unto a lordly serpent in the talons of Garuda, my heart is turned to water at the sight of your lovely eyes, bright teeth, brilliant smile, and 1001 graces of form and movement. I behold you clad in a single garment of silk, dirty and ragged. Your lovely body is wasted with fasting. No jewels or ornaments grace your limbs. Your splendor is clouded, yet my heart turns to you alone. It could not bring itself to find the light in the company of my numerous wives. Believe me, my harem holds galaxy-bright womanhood that the worlds boast of. Be thou the queen and goddess. The heavenly Apsaras wait upon Mahalakshmi. Even so, the best and fairest of women in all worlds shall wait upon you. The entire wealth of Kubera and of numerous worlds and my humble self lie in the palm of your hands. What stays you from doing with these as you like? Do you think for a moment that Rama comes within an appreciable distance of me in the wealth of austerities or strength of body, valor, renown, fame or wealth? drink of the choicest of wines. Disport thyself as fancy dictates in the woods and in the gardens. Taste of every delight and joy that you can find here. For I hereby make over unto you this broad earth and everything that it holds. Lose thyself in a dream of bliss with me. Let your kith and kin come to you and realize all their desires. Cast away fear from your heart. Adorn yourself with robes and ornaments, and let us range for endless years through the woods that fringe the shores of the sea. In their beauty of many colored flowers and the black bees that hang around them. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunateye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam.